It's time for your North Iowa News on KCHA for Thursday, February 26th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Last November, a $30 million bond referendum for sweeping renovations and improvements to Charles City High School failed to pass. That came on the heels of a $28 million bond referendum that failed in November 2024. Thus, school officials will turn to smaller-scale approaches for the 66-year-old building, with the $4 million in school infrastructure sales, services, and use tax revenue bonds approved last March. During a work session Monday night, the school board discussed how to utilize that funding, laid out in the Modus Engineering and FEH Design CCHS Mechanical and Electrical Building Assessment Summary. Phase 1 calls for $960,000 to add air conditioning to classrooms, make improvements to the art area, upgrade the fire alarm system, and exit lighting. Bids will be solicited this spring, with construction this summer. Phase 2 proposes over $3.2 million for HVAC upgrades across the entire building, including the infamous circles, gymnasium, cafeteria, and kitchen at the high school. Bids for Phase 2 would be sought this fall, with construction in 2027. Also discussed were the possibility of additional improvements by using state save funds, which Superintendent Brian Bernite noted could see future restrictions.
I think we're in a little bit of a window here where with the state, they propose several legislative things to take away some of our access to save dollars. And then some of those proposals, pending legislation, bills that are in progress, actually say things too, like you might have to go back to the voters to use $2 or $3 million. You might have to go to the voters and get 60% approval just to use the save funds.
Because of that pending legislation, Bill Decker with FEH encouraged the school district to get their place in line to get save funds now.
There's probably well over 200 districts. In fact, I'd probably say it's probably closer to 250 districts in the state right now that they are already going to use that sales tax for educational facilities moving forward. So if you as a board don't take action, essentially your schools are not going to be using dollars that your constituents are paying anyway.
With state save funds distributed by enrollment, Bernite said the school district could be eligible for around $14 million. Thus, the school board directed FEH to develop a list of possible projects with cost estimates to show the school district is being good stewards of the money.
No wrestling room getting put back here. What does six bathrooms to get those all up to code, ADA code? You know, what would the asbestos coming out cost? What would a nice remodel of the 500 circle, so that's a usable space in a building, and then the 500 circle is going to be here for a long time. So, you know, what can we do to make that a really nice usable space?
After the work session, the school board met in special session and unanimously approved the plans for the $4 million in school infrastructure sales, services, and use tax revenue bonds. When Floyd County supervisors began the process over 2 years ago to update the ordinance regulating construction of wind energy systems within county borders, two companies expressed interest in building wind farms of about 40 turbines each in western sections of the county. At one time, proposed ordinance amendments would have greatly limited Invenergy and/or NextEra Energy's abilities to move forward with their development plans. That compelled Invenergy to advise the county they might consider legal action against the county if the ordinance passed. By this January, amendments by Supervisors Gloria Carr and Frank Rodinghouse took the wind ordinance in the other direction and was approved 2-1, with Supervisor Boyd Campbell voting against it. Thus, it gave the companies the green light to continue with their proposed wind farms. However, during their regular meeting Tuesday, Carr said she was contacted last week by NextEra that they have changed plans.
They did inform me that they are going to not pursue wind turbines at this time in the county. Maybe they will in the future, but at this point, they're going to focus on a couple of other counties or turbines at this time. They did say we have a workable ordinance, but they just have chosen to kind of go that direction right now.
Also this week, Chickasaw County supervisors were asked to acknowledge that the permit for the Chickasaw Wind Energy Center had recently been assigned to MidAmerican Energy. Though no board action was needed, Chair Jacob Hackman asked for a vote to make it official.
It was dated February 15, 2023, between Chickasaw County. As of February 4th, 2026, they no longer hold the permits or nothing. It's all been given to MidAmerica. You can see in Exhibit A, there's 1 through 6 laying out all the things they gave to MidAmerica. The right of work, the permits, the road right-of-way permits, underground construction permits.
The vote to acknowledge the permit transfer was approved 4-0 with Supervisor Isaac Carter absent. Invenergy began development of the Chickasaw Wind Energy System, consisting of 60 wind turbines north of New Hampton, in May 2023 and was sold to MidAmerican the next month. MidAmerican also owns the 50 wind turbines south of Charles City. The City of Nashua will host a public meeting tonight looking for citizen input on the future of law enforcement service in town. The city currently contracts with Chickasaw County for the Sheriff's Office to provide 1,750 hours of law presence in Nashua at $75 per hour for a total cost of just over $131,000 for the current fiscal year ending June 30th.
Right now, the Sheriff's Department does control what hours they're here based on their staffing. They do not charge extra if they go over their contracted hours, and they respond to all calls based on staffing levels and call priority.
That's Mayor Shelley Weiss, who says the county's proposed increase of 2% starting July 1st would bring the total cost to almost $134,000.
Which is about 27% of our general fund budget.
That's City Clerk John Ott, who says another option would trim their cost by over $100,000, but also means reduced coverage.
A drive-by service, which would cost about $26,832 for the city. But the difference is there is no contracted hours. The Chickasaw County Sheriff would just drive through as they felt necessary, but they would respond to calls.
A third option, reestablishing its own police department, disbanded in 2019.
Which would be a very tough uphill battle, being that we have pretty much sold or disposed of all of our previous police equipment. So that'd be the toughest and most expensive option for sure.
Ott and Weiss both urge residents to offer their input on what direction the city council should take during the public meeting at 7 o'clock tonight at the Gateway to Northeast Iowa Welcome Center in Nashua. Those who cannot attend are encouraged to submit their input to City Hall. Ott says the goal is for the city council to make a decision at their next regular meeting, which is this Monday night, a decision that also includes options of reducing or increasing contracted hours with the sheriff's office. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.